Great. Well, I am excited to be able to participate in this series that we're on about the Holy Spirit and talking about dwelling. And, you know, we're good ways into this, and to try to recap every single week would be a little difficult. But I just can't encourage you enough that to go back and to listen to them online. It really has. Overall, how have you guys enjoyed this series? It's been a phenomenal time, a great time. So I just want to encourage you. They're available online. And it's great to continually see the increase of people that are watching the intro videos and then leading to the other videos as well that we have available. So I just want to say, man, it's been good, and it's an honor to participate in that. Today, I get to bring the kind of the practical side of with the Holy Spirit and hearing from Him or talking with Him, and I kind of want to take it from a different perspective. And so what I'm going to be talking about, and we'll get into the scriptures that speak about it, but I've titled the message, Understand. Because I think there's an understanding that the Holy Spirit wants to orchestrate with us because we're in a relationship. What we get to experience with the Holy Spirit is a relationship. And so anytime I think about relationships, I quickly think of my beautiful bride. We've been married 25 years, Michelle. And just the experience that we've had in relationship. Okay. Let me switch.
Good morning. There we go. Is that better? I was going to pretend to go back through the whole thing, but I won't do that. But anyway, I always think of the relationship that I've had with Michelle and have. But in starting our relationship when we were dating, we were young. I met young. And I just remember how fun it was to get to know Michelle. And part of relationship is eating together and experience together. And I got to see her interact with friends and situations, and she got to see me interact in friends and situations. And as we spent more and more time together, we just grew in relationship. And in growing in relationship, come to that place where we realize that we really love each other and we want to be married. And, you know, even to this day, after 25 years of marriage, we're still growing in relationship together. And I think it's the same thing that we get to experience with the Holy Spirit. And spending time with Him, there's an understanding that He wants to do. But I want to tell you about one story. It's kind of funny. When it's Mother's Day, I got to share something about my mom. I'll give you a little background. My mom, her family was from Mazatlan, Mexico. And so I grew up with refried beans on the table and tortillas and great Mexican food. But my mom was one of those people that, man, you didn't want to make her mad. Loving, I mean, so caring, and especially if someone came after her kids, being me or somebody else, boy, you didn't want to make her mad. And, you know, she'd say a few things and then a whole bunch of stuff in Spanish that I never understood. But by looking at the look on her face, I kind of knew where she was going. But so when Michelle and I were dating early, I told my mom, I said, Mom, I want to bring Michelle over to the house for dinner. And she said, oh, that'd be great. Yeah, bring her. I'll cook something special. I've got something planned. And so that evening, we went to my house for dinner. And I walked in. And normally, my mom is on time. Everything's cooked. The table's set. We're ready to go. You come in, sit down, and let's eat. But I noticed the table wasn't set. And it seemed like we still had quite a bit of time before we were going to eat. But I knew that, you know, she said she's going to prepare something, you know, special. So then we came in and I said, hey, Mom, what's for dinner? And she did one of these where she just went. And I knew right away what that meant, that whatever it was we were going to eat, it was going to be something that we haven't tried yet. And so I said, Mom, what does that mean? And she says, go look, it's in the oven. And I understood where this was going, but Michelle did not. So Michelle was eager. Oh, I want to see what's in the oven. And so I flipped the light on to see this item about this big in the oven, almost touched the top, and it was about this wide. And it was sitting, and I thought, I knew exactly what it was. And Michelle goes, what is that? And I go, you know? And so she opens the oven. And she's looking, and she's like, what is that? And I go, look right there. And she sees an eye looking back at her. It was a whole cow's head. And I remember Michelle, when she finally it registers and she looks, she kind of looked at me. I thought she's going to hit the floor pretty fast. And I said, is that really what we're having for dinner? She goes, well, that's what I'm cooking, but it's taking a little longer. And so Michelle got a little pale, and I said, well, we're going to go out and grab something to eat. We'll be back later. But it was a normal thing, you know, for things like that. And it's funny to walk into a situation where I could understand everything was happening, and Michelle was in for a big surprise. But I love, as we grow in relationship with each other, and even as a son with my mom, there's an amazing thing that takes place. There's a growing, and you get to the place where even now, Michelle and I, and I'm sure others that are married can attest to this, but Michelle can be across the room, and we can catch eyes, and we can communicate without saying anything. How many of you guys can do that? You just know what the other person's thinking, or what they're trying to communicate without saying anything. So I'm looking forward, because I think that when we're talking about the Holy Spirit and the relationship that we get to have with Him, there's an understanding that He wants us to have. It's more than just a hearing. It's in here. It's an understanding. And we're going to look at some passages today that speak specifically to this. But I want to start, we're going to spend a lot of our time in Psalm 32. And so if you want to turn your Bibles, you can. It's going to be up on the screen as well. Psalm 32, because the thing I love about this passage is, you know, as David's talking, it's like he catches a glimpse of what it's going to be like, honestly, for us. And then he refers back to what he's experiencing, and then he gets a response from the Lord. And so I'm going to read all of Psalm 32, and then we're going to talk about bits and parts of it. Starting in verse 1, "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was zapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I will confess my transgressions to the Lord and forgive the guilt. And you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Do not be like the horse or mule, which has no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds those who trust in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you are upright in heart." So in Psalm 32, there's a couple things. I have 3 points today that I want you to walk away with. And we're going to pull these right out of Psalm 32. And I have some other passages to share as well. But the first point that I want to make is, number one, there's no more kinks in the hose. And what I mean by that is this. How many of you guys, when I graduated high school, I started doing landscaping. And it always blew me away when I would go to somebody's house and you'd go pull the hose. It was always like through bushes, around a tree, and you turn the water on and you get to the other end and it's just trickling. So then you got to go back and first you try the easy way and that doesn't work. And then, you know, it's got tape around it and it's spraying out every angle. And I'm like, when did hoses become so expensive that we're left with, you know? And you try all this stuff, you get to the end, and all you hear is, you know, because it's kinked really bad. Well, I got to tell you this. Sometimes we think that because of the sin in our life, because of the past that we've been involved in, or the things we've done, the communication we have with God is kind of like a kinked hose. It's bent, and I got to spend my life trying to find ways to unkink this and move it. You know, it kind of sounds like the old covenant. I got to do all of these things to have relationship. But that's not where we live. You know, through Christ, we got the new hose. You ever seen that infomercial with the hose that just, you plug it on and it goes, it's really light. Oh, look, we can carry the hose, you know. And it just goes. It never kinks. It never loses its form. It's always strong. That's what we have in Christ. Because our past sins have been taken care of. And that's why I love at the beginning of Psalm 32, David said, "Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them." Who's he talking about? That's us. We're the ones that the Lord doesn't count our sins against us. There's forgiveness for us. So listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 11 and 12. "For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of this world, but it's the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us." See, this is huge for us. We have to understand what God has freely given us. Because it is a new hose. You know, there's rivers of living water that flow from us. It's not this kinked mess that leaks all the time. If you are in Christ, there's a constant flow to you. Amen? And we have to realize that I think part of it comes through us realizing that truth. So what is it that he's freely given us? And I mean, there's a lot. I just threw up a few of them, and they'll be up here in a second, and they've got passages with them and stuff, but we've gotten forgiveness of all of our sins, past, present, and future. You've been qualified. You've been qualified in the inheritance that we have. You've been justified freely. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're found blameless. You've received the Holy Spirit as a free gift, and you get his gifts, which we'll talk about later, free as well. See, the Holy Spirit dwells in us to help us understand what God has freely given us. And what he's given us is a strong communication that's not kinked or tweaked by things we do in our past, and it's not upon us to try to straighten that thing out. It was straightened out on the cross. So there's no more kinks in the hose. The second thing I want to point out, sometimes it's fun trying to come up with how you name these things. I'm just going to tell you. But the second thing I want to point out is there's no longer this thing of blind man's bluff. And let me tell you what I mean by that. See, the Holy Spirit gives us understanding. And for some reason, we thought that what we have to do in our walk is kind of walk around hoping to stumble upon some kind of treasure. That we don't get guidance. Maybe it's because we think that the Holy Spirit's playing hide and seek with us. You know, he runs over in that corner and he goes, "Psst, hey, Tom." So I kind of make my way over there, you know, as best as I can in my own effort. And then I hear something over here that sounds similar. And so there's this walking around kind of like with a stick, trying to find where it is I'm supposed to go. What is it that the Lord really wants for me? How do I connect with the Lord in this way? But I have great news for you. That's not what was purchased for you by Christ. It's full understanding. Listen to Colossians 1:9. "For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Holy Spirit gives." See, first of all, the Holy Spirit is a free gift to you. And the Holy Spirit gives us wisdom and understanding. There's no hide-and-seeking that's going on. You know, Michelle and I used to do youth ministry. One of the games that the kids really used to like to play was called Counselor Hunt. And what we would do in a camp up in the mountains, all the counselors would, I don't know why we thought this was a good idea. Let me just say that, first of all. All the counselors would leave the kids in an area, and we'd go hide. Yeah. We never knew why it took like 2-3 hours for them to find us. I mean, it was... Sometimes in youth ministry, no offense, you do stuff later, you go, "Wow, how do we think that was okay?" Thank you, Jesus, you know, nothing happened. We even, one time, we were at Cambria on the coast, beautiful place, and we wanted to do counselor hunt, so we found a nature reserve, so we thought. And so we went in and hid in this nature preserve. It was not a nature preserve, it was a hog preserve. Yeah, you've never seen counselors run like kids before. Anyway,
So counselor hunt was, we would go hide, and then we would, you know, let the kids find us. And when they found us, then, you know, it was who could find them all. Well, one year we decided to change it up. So we hid, but then we baited the kids. So we were around a corner and we were walking and the kids go, there they are. And we go, oh no. And then we'd go this way. And when the kids come around, we'd grab them, throw them in a room and wait for the next group. So we started stealing all the kids. So then someone would walk out in the hallway and the kids come out, oh no. And then they'd run down and you'd grab them. At one point we had like, no joke, we probably had like almost 100 kids in this room. And there was only 7 counselors that were doing this. And I'm like, at any moment, they could just rebel and take us over and, you know, the game's over. They never did. But I got to tell you, I'm so glad that the Holy Spirit, that's not his mode of communication. Aren't you guys glad? It's not like he speaks on purpose, you know, like he's going to speak some language no one can understand. And then go, now go figure this out. Go take the riddle and figure this out. It's not like he's going to play hide and seek with you where he's going to make you traverse and do all of these things just to give you some insight. He's our loving Father. He's the loving Holy Spirit. And he wants to show you these things. The Holy Spirit was given so that we can have understanding. And he gives it. You know, in Psalm 32, in verse 9, it says, do not be like the horse or mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. See, there's two ways that we can respond. It can be like bit and bridle. And I got to be honest, as soon as I think of bit and bridle, Michelle and I were in Hawaii and had an opportunity to go horseback riding. And, you know, I'm not the smallest guy in the world. And so out comes this small horse, and I'm like, okay, I feel good about it. I don't like horses, I'll just be honest, you know. They never did anything to me. It's just, you know. And so I'm like, okay, I can handle this. And then they bring out, oh, wait, you know, as they see me walk up to the platform, and they bring out like a Clydesdale. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I get on this horse, and he looks back at me when I get on him. And the instructor tells me, look, whatever you do, don't let him eat when we're going up the trail, and don't let him get in front of the horse in front of him. They have a pecking order, and no one will like that. Okay, do I get a gun? I mean, how am I supposed to do this, you know? And they give me these two little leather things, you know, and I'm not kidding. Within 3 minutes, the horse goes like this, and the leather goes out of my hand. I go, The guy gets them, gives them back to me, and he goes, you don't want to lose these. So now I'm like, I'm not losing these. But the whole time we were riding the horse, man, he just wanted to do his own thing. I'm pulling hard, trying to get him to stop eating all the berries along the road that they said, don't let him eat. And he's like, pull on the reins. I'm like, if I pull any harder, I'm going to fall off the back of this thing. No, you're not pulling. So this was our experience the whole time. Michelle's like, babe, are you having fun? I'm like, yeah. So the Holy Spirit gives us understanding so we don't have to be led that way. We could be led that way, but we don't have to be led. And I believe it's the Holy Spirit's preferred way to give us understanding. You know, just like in a situation where with my children, if something's coming up and I need to get their attention and they don't understand, and it's a matter of something coming, you know, life or death, or they're about to walk into harm, I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to grab him and pull him back. I'm going to go, hey, because I love him and I care about him. And then I explained why that felt the way it did. But as understanding grows, you get to understand how he works. You get to understand what he does. And the beauty of it, that's his gift to us, is this measure of understanding. It goes, as I said, it goes beyond hearing and it moves into something that's in here. So we want to be led through understanding. You know, it's kind of funny because I don't know if you do this. Here's my little sorry. You know, we've taken our kids to amusement parks before, and someone will have a little child on a little harness. Have you guys seen those? It's got the little cord. Man, I think if my mom used one of those, it would be like, it'd be bungee, you know. But it's a way that people use to guide. No, come here, come here. That's not how the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us. Because a way has been made through Christ for us to hear, for us to understand. That's his desire for us. So I want to move on to the next point, which is really where I want to spend the majority of my time. Because, excuse me, in light of there is free flowing because of what Jesus did, and there's no more kinks in the hose. And in light of that, we don't have to walk around blindly trying to figure this out, that the Holy Spirit gives understanding. The other thing that Psalm 32 says in verse 8 is he says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. I want to talk about his loving eye. Because we have to understand that the foundation in which the Holy Spirit speaks to us is from the perspective of love. He wants you to understand. He does what he can so that you can understand. It's amazing when I was preparing for this, I was realizing how the Holy Spirit takes his time to consider us greatly so that he can communicate with us. Because it's not about just communicating and I hope somebody gets it. No, it's a relationship that he has with us and with you, and he wants you to understand him. It's the whole reason that he's speaking to us. See, I think the Holy Spirit's speaking all the time. He's illuminating things. One of the things that I think we run into, and I've used it several times this morning, is we use the word speak. So we say, yeah, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Now I'm not trying to poke fun or anything, but honestly, in this room, if you heard the audible voice of God, and you knew it was the audible voice of God, can you just slip your hand in the air? Okay, it's a few people. But how many others of us that are in this room that would say, well, I would still say the Lord spoke to me in different ways through illuminating things, through scriptures, and we'll get into some of those. But I would say he spoke to me, just not with an audible voice. How many guys? See, that's the common mode. And I think sometimes we can get stuck thinking it's got to be like it's got to be here. I got to hear something. It's got to be a vocalization that takes place. When honestly, the Holy Spirit speaks in so many different ways to each one of us. He wants to communicate with us. But we have to, the foundation of it is it comes from the place of love. In John 14, 26, it's not up there, but it says, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I've said to you. He's a teacher. He's a counselor. He instructs. One of the things not listed in Psalm 32, but we know to be true, is he empowers us for purpose. In this aspect of his loving eye, James 1, 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God who gives how? Generously to all, without finding fault. It's not we ask and then back to the kinks in the hose. No, he gives generously to all without finding fault. It gives us a whole different picture, I believe, of the Holy Spirit and how he wants to communicate. Because he communicates from a position of love. He illuminates things before us. And he does consider greatly us in communication. So I want to talk a little bit about how do these things get illuminated. I personally like to use the word illuminate for me, just because it seems like he does that. There's a scripture that he highlights. There's a person that he highlights. There's a prophetic word that he highlights. But I just want to talk about some of the ways, again, this isn't an exhaustive list. It's the ways that I've experienced, and I've heard a lot of people say this, how they experience. One of them is the furnishings of my mind. And I believe that God uses the furnishings of your mind, the Holy Spirit uses those to speak with you. You know, it's almost like if you could picture this, you're sitting there, he unzips your head, he opens it up, and he goes, okay, what do I got to work with? And no one does he go, hello? Wow, there's nothing, it doesn't happen. He looks in there, and he sees the things that are necessary, and because he loves us so much, and he's so good, he goes, ah, this is the track. This is how I'll speak to them. Because there are areas of our life that if the Lord tried to speak to me through rocket science, hello? It's not happening. If the Lord wants to speak to me through scuba diving, I mean, very little experience. Horseback riding, that might be even, are you mad at me, Lord? No, I'm just kidding. But he's going to look in my head. He's going to find the things that will help him communicate what he wants to me. And he does the same for you. Isn't that good news? So he's not going to use the things in Greg's head to speak to me. He's going to use the things in the furnishings of my mind to speak to me, because I'm going to get it. I'm going to understand, and that's what he wants. He wants me to understand. There's a longing and a stirring that he does. There's sometimes just a burning or a passion that comes within us, and you're like, well, why is it that someone says this or does this? There's something that moves in me to be a part of this. There's longings that he uses to speak to us. Also, the agreement of trusted friends or authorities. You know, there are plenty of times where I've been in a situation, Michelle and I are praying through, and we feel like maybe this is what the Lord is saying, and the next thing we move to is asking those who are close to us that we trust, say, would you pray with us on this? You know, our whole move here to Atlanta from Houston was born out of that. We felt an initial prompting from the Lord that it may be time for us to go, and it didn't make any sense to us in what we were doing. So we asked a few trusted friends that were not a part of the situation to pray with us. And then confirmation came back, and then we asked more people, said, hey, could you, and then clearly came across. There's the support of scripture, reading scripture, and all of a sudden something jumps out and reminds you of something he spoke before. This, you know, one of them that's on there is journaling. I love journaling for this reason. Because there's a lot of times I write things down and then, you know, you move forward and then maybe the end of the week or 2 weeks, I look back and sometimes what jumps out is a pattern that the Holy Spirit is illuminating. Wow, he said this again last week. You know, I didn't notice this came from this. You know, I think there was a prophetic word that happened before. And that's the cool thing. He uses as much as necessary to bring understanding because that's his desire to communicate with you. So sometimes it'll be more than just one of these. This is the prophetic. You know, I love the opportunities that we have on a Sunday morning where you can come and just receive from the Lord. And it's when you come and do that, it's like you're saying, Lord, would you give me wisdom and understanding, either into this area or into another area? And I think we have to be careful not trying to position the Holy Spirit as you have to speak to me in this way. You know, something that's kind of funny, when Michelle and I were praying about this possible change, we came to a conference. This is funny. We came to a conference here in Atlanta. I can't remember what conference it was off the top of my head, but we came to a gathering here, and we came with the thought of, okay, Lord, we're here, we're ready, tell us how this is all going to work. And regarding that, for that conference, do you know what we heard? Cricket, cricket, cricket. He didn't speak to that specific issue at that conference. He spoke a whole bunch of other things. We were totally blessed, but he didn't bring up that topic. We get back, I think, Sunday, and then Monday morning, it's like he opened another channel and woof, everything we needed, understanding, it just all came boom, 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 right into place. So I think we got to be careful going, okay, Lord, you can only speak to me through journaling, or you can only speak to me through this, because there's so much out there that he wants to use to speak to us. And he wants to illuminate these things. So when I say speaking, I don't mean audible ear, just hear. I mean, there's an understanding that takes place. So in light of those things, there's a couple things I'd like to do this morning, kind of in closing. Because I think when we realize that the idea of a kinked hose that doesn't allow for the flowing to take place has been taken care of. Now there's free-flowing communication. And again, the Bible does say that rivers of living water flow from us. When we realize that, and then we also realize that, man, it's not your effort of running around and trying to fit all these things. It's the understanding that we receive through the free gift of the Holy Spirit that he brings understanding to us in these ways and others. My desire is that it opens up a channel of understanding so that we could say, Lord, give me wisdom and understanding for this. Give me wisdom and understanding for this. And he does. But you know, at the beginning, I kind of shared a little bit of the story of Michelle and I dating. And you know, it's a relationship. So it takes time. It takes effort. I don't want to say it takes this or you have to do it this way or whatever, but I know this, spending time with the Holy Spirit, you grow in understanding of who he is. and what he does and how he speaks. And the more I pay attention to the illuminations and the things that he's doing, the more I realize he's speaking in other ways and different places. And sometimes, you know, the whole idea of understand, please don't hear me say that it's an understanding that you go, God, what should I do? And he goes, okay, let me tell you. And he's going to lay out everything from now till the end of your life. And you go, okay, got it. That's not the kind of understanding I mean. I mean, it's an understanding that the Holy Spirit speaks to the present situations and the things that he has for you right now. And some of them, or most of them, require a step of faith. He tells you what's necessary. You step out in faith. And then you watch what he does. Because that's a relationship. Just like I got to know Michelle in experiencing, spending time together, seeing her interact. You know, I'll be honest. I learn about the Holy Spirit even when he's not doing anything or speaking to me. But I see him touching other people. I see him impacting the lives of other people. I don't get me wrong. I love when the Holy Spirit comes on me, speaks to me, and shows me things. But you know what? I really love when I see God touch somebody else. Life transformation happens. Something takes place. That's fun. And again, I love it here too. But I love to see God expounding and teaching and growing and counseling and moving us in that area. So I want to do this. I want to close today. We're going to do a couple things. The first thing I want to do is I just want to give an opportunity for a prayer response. I'm not going to make you come forward. You're not going to stand up. I'm just going to list the three areas that we're going to pray for. And if that's you, then for you just to receive, you know, that's me and I want. So the first one is that if you're in that place where maybe you feel like there's kinks in your hose, that, you know, it's difficult and it's almost exhausting trying to unwind the hose and figure out where the kink is. And man, and you want to live in the understanding of the free-flowing hose that the Lord gave you, that he purchased through Christ, then I want to pray for you. The second one is, if you feel like in regards to speaking to you, you know, the whole blind thing that you got to just kind of hope, you know, someone once said, you know, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. If it feels like that, where it's like, man, it feels like he never speaks to me. You know, I don't have understanding. He doesn't this. But because of the way that was made for you, he, in the scriptures we talked about, there is understanding that he has for you. He wants to give you that understanding. And if you want to do it in your own effort and just let the finished work of the cross lead you through that, then I want to pray for that too. And then the last one, just regarding his loving eye. If you're in a place where, you know, just kind of struggling with seeing yourself as how Christ sees you, then I want to pray for you as well. So we're just going to pray. I'm just going to pray all those three things, and we're going to do one other thing. So join with me as we pray. Father, we thank you so much for just your goodness that is expressed to the truth of why you give us the Holy Spirit and the beauty in which we get to experience relationship with him. And so, Father, right now, I just ask for those of us in the room that are struggling with a kinked hose mentality, Lord, that it just feels like no matter how much I try, there's just the water doesn't come out. There's too many bends, whether it's for our past or forgiveness. Lord, I just speak peace in Jesus' name. And God, I pray for there to be a transformation from that older hose to a brand new hose that comes to us in Christ, where water flows freely and all the time. There's no more kinking. There's nothing we could do to keep us from that understanding that comes from you. And then, Lord, I also pray for us in the room that may feel like, man, it's just so difficult to hear from the Lord. It's like blind walking around, trying to find. The Lord, I pray for freedom in the area. Holy Spirit, that you would come and bring great understanding. Lord, I thank you that you give generously to all without finding fault. And so that I pray, Lord, that there'd be just a surge in this area of relationship of when we ask you to speak, you would speak in a powerful way. And then lastly, Lord, I just pray that this morning, if there are those here that struggle with the truth of seeing themselves as you see them, with that loving eye, not holding sin against us or for past issues, Lord, I just pray that you would heal that in Jesus' name. And I pray for new eyes to see the way you see. And Lord, as a result, I just pray that there would be this great experience that would take place, in realizing that it's not just about ears and hearing, but it's this understanding that takes place in us. And that it's your desire to show us, to teach us, to guide us, to counsel us, to empower us, but in this simple way. And Father, I pray that relationship, Holy Spirit, with you would just blossom. So Lord, we thank you for this. In Jesus' name we pray.